This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Who came along for the ride?
Yeah.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We're going to play it right now, and then Mark Moreno's coming up from Climate Depot with a bunch of big geopolitical developments we need to get into. We're not gonzo journalism. I don't set out to make the story about myself. But when InfoWars and DrudgeReport.com and Breitbart and WorldNet Daily and Daily Caller and you are leading the way globally, and nationalism is rising. Hey, we shouldn't have the foreign EU run our country when we never voted to be part of it. How the hell did that happen? You're racist. It doesn't work. The West has been the most untribal groups after we stopped killing each other 600 years ago and the feudal wars that went on forever. I mean, the wars continued, but they cut back a little bit. Has been basically the most untribal groups out there because of Christianity. Christianity has been what has really knocked tribalism in the head so that we can actually try to build a global society. And it's innovated. That's why it's under attack, because the globalists see it as a competing system. You ought to leave it alone. It creates incredible prosperity, but they're threatened by prosperity that they don't control. And even really smart atheists like Stefan Molyneux, and I want to get him back on next week, admit, they go, no, I get it. Christianity is an operating system, the Christianity of Jesus. The reformer, God, is a great operating system compared to atheism, globalism, statism, Islam, all these other groups. It does create good societies. There's been some bad Christians and people that twist it and do bad things. But overall, the globalists don't like Christianity because it doesn't fit into their system. So when we start the next segment, I haven't seen it yet. We're going to roll this piece that was put together by Josh today. I just walked in like 10 this morning and I said, Hillary's saying I have a dark heart. She says, I'm this evil, horrible person. She's the one always bragging about killing people and threatening Obama that he could end up like, you know, RFK in 2008. She's made all these other arrogant statements. Throw something together to illustrate that. So it just came into the computer and he just sent it over to the control room. We're going to premiere that when we come back and then go to Mark Moreno at about 40 after. And then we're going to take your phone calls. If you want to start holding now, you're welcome. You know what? I'll just give the number out in like 24 after or so, so you're not holding too long. And then we'll take some phone calls a little bit into the next hour. And then David Knight and Mark Hall are hosting the fourth hour of the worldwide transmission. And then I will return this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. for the Sunday live original edition. So that's all coming up today. We're also going to get into Russia. U.S. must separate Syrian rebels, terrorists before condemning Assad. Russia keeps saying. And our Pentagon has come out. It's been proven. I remember talking to Colonel Schaefer, and it was classified, and he couldn't tell me. But I'd already talked to other people, and they said that 90-plus percent was in the congressional briefing. I'd interviewed a congressman. I interviewed Jones, actually, years ago, Walter Jones. And he said, well, we were given briefings, I can't get into it, but the vast majority are jihadist Wahhabis out of Saudi Arabia, or Saudi Arabian funded out of, you know, the different stands. So I asked Colonel Schaefer, I go, I heard there was a briefing a few days ago, this is years ago, but the time a few days ago, where 90-plus percent are Wahhabis, jihadi Sunnis. And he starts laughing. He goes, well, it's way more than that. And I said, well, what is it? And I went, is it 91? No. Is it 92? Is it 93? And he just said, well, and I said, 98? And he goes, well, just stop right there. He wouldn't even say, because he was actually, it turned out, in those briefings with Congress, closed-door briefings, 98% are al-Qaeda. And so that was a big problem for Obama. So they spun it in Hillary that, oh, there's a new group, ISIS. You know, that's who popped up. No, it's Al-Qaeda. They brought them there. They did it. And Russia's saying, look, stop saying get rid of Assad. Assad will step down as soon as you pull Al-Qaeda back.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And it's time for you humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you got one.
They said in October I'd be dead in 6 months. It's also what happens when you listen to the radio host, Alex Jones. I don't know what happens in somebody's mind or how dark their heart must be to say things like that. We came, we saw, he died.
The intervention led by NATO to topple Gaddafi has led to a failed state.
Maybe Libya was not perfect under Gaddafi, but it had, even if to some extent, a functioning government, one unified country. It was a sovereign state. Libya now has two rival governments, a civil war that has left over 4,000 people dead, and its cities are in ruins.
I don't know what happens in somebody's mind or how dark their heart must be.
Women are treated, discriminated against in all these countries she took money against. Gays and lesbians are either executed or punished severely. They're mistreated. She claims to be their champion.
We let ISIS take this position. It was Hillary Clinton that she should get an award from them as the founder of ISIS.
We had this brilliant idea that we were going to come to Pakistan and create a force of Mujahideen, equip them with Stinger missiles and everything else to go after the Soviets inside Afghanistan. And we were successful.
And this really just is so disgusting.
When Vince Foster left his White House office on that July day in 1993, he told his secretary that he would be back. But the deputy White House counsel and boyhood friend of Bill Clinton never returned.
There has been this urgency to end this. And, you know, historically that makes no sense. We all remember Bobby Kennedy was assassinated in June in California.
Google is being accused of hiding negative stories about Hillary and her campaign by changing its algorithm to bury stories like the Clinton body count story. That's according to website InfoWars. If a Google user types in Clinton body, they get car repair shop results instead of a story that talks about a list of people tied to the Clintons who have died under mysterious circumstances over the last three decades.
Our whistleblowers go to significant efforts to get us material and often very significant risks. We have upcoming leaks in relation to Hillary Clinton. You know, the emails we published show that Hillary Clinton is receiving constant updates about my personal situation. As a 27-year-old, I worked for the DNC. We shot in the back, murdered just 2 weeks ago for unknown reasons as he was walking down the street in Washington.
I don't know what happens in somebody's mind or how dark their heart must be.
And of course, he's talking about my dark heart after misrepresenting what I say. We're going to our guests in a moment, but let's be clear. There were FBI agents in the newspapers at the time and translators like Sabelle Edmonds and you name it, who I had on that said the Saudis brought in 15 people. They were protected. The FBI was ordered to not go after them. They were allowed to go to the flight schools. The flight schools called in Minnesota and Arizona and Texas and Florida were told, stand down. And then I talked about how the congressional report back in 2002 said there was 28 pages that showed Saudi involvement and a stand down. So I said it's an inside job, bipartisanly, covering up the Saudi connection, the Carlisle Group. I've been proven right, but I didn't say that the whole government blew up the towers or any of that. They misrepresent. And then they go on to say that I say nobody died at Sandy Hook. The children were actors. No, I didn't say that. Some people said that. We had debates on air, but between groups, I got criticized by the real conspiracy theorists for saying no. I mean, I don't think they could pull off something like that, but Anderson Cooper did say he was there, and he turns, he's on a blue screen, he disappears. I mean, I just said it needs to be investigated. And I don't trust them because they got caught hiding the decline of temperature data in ClimateGate 6 years ago. They've been caught lying about so many things. Gruber saying, thank God the American people are dumb and don't have attention spans. You know, Obama hired me to screw them. I mean, he's on C-SPAN saying this. These people are disconnected and they're getting crazier and crazier. And what does Hillary think she's doing coming out and attacking me by name and then creating straw men? It's crazy. Mark Moreno is one of the leading fighters against the global carbon tax, which is the world government program the Pope now admits they want. It's incredible. ClimateDepot.com, ClimateHustle.org. He is the producer of the award-winning Climate Hustle. When he was in Paris, they wanted him arrested. And publisher of Climate Depot. Now we learn that there are a bunch of governors and legislatures meeting about arresting Mark Moreno. This has come out in the Associated Press for denying climate change that's man-made. Mark Moreno currently serves as communications director for the Committee for Conservative Tomorrow and executive editor and chief correspondent for the award-winning ClimateDepot.com, the number one website in the world fighting this takeover. A global warming and eco news center founded in 2009. And he formerly was congressional advisor to the Republicans and Senator Inhofe's top guy. I'm not going to go over all of it. Moreno released his A to Z climate reality check report at the UN COP17 conference in South Africa. And it just goes on from there. Thank you for joining us, Mr. Moreno, with the latest developments with these fraudsters. Am I wrong, or does it seem like they're kind of on their heels right now, doubling down with their propaganda, even if they steal the election? I just have an overall view that these people, the wheels are coming off. They're falling apart.
Well, this election is very important. And first of all, Alex, congratulations to you to draw attacks from Hillary Clinton. That is a great honor that shows that they recognize your power and your influence and your history here to be named by a presidential candidate, Hillary Clinton. So I just want to say congratulations to you from the alt-right out here in America. I don't know. I didn't even know that term until they started.
What she means is we're not the establishment, Republicans that are in so much trouble politically. And I think this signifies, again, the huge realignment that's happening, my friend.
Yeah. And to answer your question, I interviewed the Weather Channel founder, John Coleman, the meteorologist who's called global warming a scam from almost the very beginning. And his concern, and I'm saying this a lot, is yes, here's the deal. Skeptics have won every aspect of the climate debate up until now. And that means political opinion, the scientific battle, the political battle. Gallup polling shows there's no more concern about global warming now than there was in the 1980s. They've failed. And in terms of the science, we have in my film, Climate Hustle, you can actually, out on DVD this week, climatehustle.com, details the politically left scientists, French socialist scientists, scientists who endorsed Obama, and scientists who voted for Al Gore coming out skeptical on global warming. So the scientific battle has been won. And as you mentioned, the A to Z, on every metric, including hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, droughts, there are actually less storminess on the climate timescales according to the data, no matter what Al Gore says, no matter what NPR and all these other news, ridiculous sites are claiming. So to answer your question in a real simple term, the problem is because of President Obama's, and I'll use the word cunning, he has bypassed democracy. So even though skeptics stopped climate bill after climate bill, half a dozen in 2003, 2005, 2008, 2010, from going through, President Obama decided, I'll go through executive order. He slid him right in. We essentially have a de facto climate bill imposed on us without a vote of Congress. And now we have a UN climate treaty the U.S. is adhering to without Senate ratification. They claim they don't need Senate ratification. They're bypassing the Constitution now on an international agreement. So if the next president, i.e. Hillary, continues these policies, John Coleman, the Weather Channel founder, is now openly saying he thinks Al Gore may have won the climate debate. And a whole host of other issues, because keep in mind the global warming issue is about U.S. sovereignty. And you mentioned it before. Their phrase is global governance with the United Nations. That's what they're seeking, and that's what they're achieving. If the next president is Hillary Clinton and she continues Barack Obama's policies, and she said she will, skeptics and Americans have lost the climate debate. Well, even though we won every single battle of the debate, we may lose the war. Because of Obama's willingness to bypass democracy, and because it's below the radar, and it's because the Republican Party has done squat about it.
And to translate this in to the bottom line, multinational select corporations that aren't free market are creating a monopoly on energy, exempting their own companies, like we've seen with General Electric, and really putting a global tax on human activity. I mean, this is the final takeover.
Yes, I mean, what they're trying to do now, and here's the bottom line. The reason this is the tipping point is if it's another 4 to 8 years now of domestic climate legislation now through the EPA and international by adhering to a UN treaty that was never ratified, just think of every Republican president, beginning with Ronald Reagan on, who said that we're going to dismantle the Department of Education. And guess what? It never happened. Once these become codified and solidified in the next 4 to 8 years of the next president, we are going to be stuck.
They're dug in. So how do we stop them? I mean, you and Lord Monckton have gotten so many of their documents, a la WikiLeaks, top operations, and stopped them. More and more of this is coming out. Soros is in a lot of trouble right now. His memos are coming out. I mean, is there a silver lining to stop this fraud?
Well, the silver lining, first of all, is awareness. And let's talk about Donald Trump for a moment. He is the first Republican nominee in the history to be a strong global warming skeptic who actually gets the climate scam. And here's why. If you go back, first of all, it wasn't an issue in Ronald Reagan, but the first George Bush, George H.W. Bush, was a disaster. He signed on the Rio Earth Summit and signed up a treaty that got ratified, which then led to all these UN climate treaties. He was a globalist, and the first George Bush laid the groundwork to stripping away U.S. sovereignty, followed by Bill Clinton, who then signed the Kyoto Protocol and started pushing all these climate regulations. And then George W. Bush comes in. He rubber stamps the UN reports. He accepts all the science. He actually ran on climate bills, and then he stopped them when he was president, but that's because Democrats didn't support it. And then you had Mitt Romney, who was a disaster when it came to climate and basically sounded like Al Gore. You had John McCain, who was actually a sponsor. Every previous Republican nominee, at least, you know, since George H.W. Bush, was a disaster on this issue. Donald Trump offers the best hope for one simple reason. Donald Trump has said he will withdraw. We're calling it Clexit. The Brexit was the British exit from the EU. Well, Clexit is the climate exit from the UN climate treaty. Donald Trump will lead the Clexit of the United States from the UN climate treaty, exit it. He's already said he's going to defund the United Nations climate panel, and he will over and get rid of and rescind the executive orders from the EPA climate bill. Those three things are simple. I just wish Donald Trump would hammer it at every speech, because the American people aren't aware of what's at stake, certainly when it comes to the climate and the global warming, how they literally may win the debate without the public being aware that they're winning.
Mark Moreno is our guest. Separately, paralleling what's happening with global governance and the rest of this, you obviously a few months ago interviewed Bill Nye, the science guy, and he looked at you straight face and said, well, yeah, we might need to arrest you. And he had this power trip look on his face. It's weird to see all these little politicos and media hacks who are such wimps physically getting off on talking about the apparatus of political oppression of speech, which is obviously the bane of any free society, and to have all these major newspapers now. We talked about this years ago when the UK was talking about, you know, arresting Lord Monckton, or signs up saying arrest you, and people calling for it in Paris when you premiered your film earlier this year. But now it's in major newspapers going, yeah, we're looking at arresting people who, you know, deny this. And they claim, oh, it's like tobacco companies, you know, saying cigarettes aren't bad for you. No, it's not. It's scientists and people across the board saying it's the sun. It's not carbon dioxide.
Absolutely. Yeah. First of all, I interviewed Bill Nye, and I asked him, and in the film Climate Hustle, we feature Robert F. Kennedy Jr., someone else who doesn't seem physically well. I don't know what he's got, but he's got a very halting manner of speaking and doesn't seem very well physically. But he is openly calling for jailing global warming skeptics. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. calling, saying we belong at The Hague with three square meals and a cot with all the other war criminals. I asked Bill Nye about this, and Bill Nye's answer was, well, we'll see. You know, tobacco people misrepresented, and they're misrepresenting, you're committing fraud. Bill Nye is open to the idea, and you're right, he had a little grin on his face, like he was intrigued by the idea of jailing his dissenting opponents because they don't agree with him. And this is continuing. The California legislators talked about this. By the way, California Governor Jerry Brown, this is the absurdity of how far we've come. He is now a new climate bill. California, I don't know how anyone can live in California, number one.
Moonbeam.
But number two, he extended his climate bill another 10 years. And the local media in Sacramento is reporting this as Governor Brown is going to cool the earth 1 to 2 degrees if his legislation goes into effect. As though Governor Jerry Brown now in California has turned into some kind of magical wizard that can command the temperature of the earth. That is how absurd.
Well, in Venezuela, they have the kids, before they get the school lunch program, pray to Hugo Chavez for 5 years. You know, it started 5 years ago. Now they've suspended that program as the country collapses. So I guess praying to Chavez doesn't get you the school lunch.
That's right. It doesn't. And here's the thing. We're talking about all this intimidation, and Hillary's bringing up, you know, this race issue. In my film, Climate Hustle, we have Al Gore talking about how the population of Africa is out of control. There's going to be too many Africans. A white, wealthy, Western politician, Al Gore, lamenting too many Africans. Guess what Al Gore's solution is? Quote, fertility management. That's what we need in Africa. We have a white politician calling for managing Africans so that we'll have less black people
in
the world.
Your film's now available at theclimatehustle.org, coming out this week. We also have the new film, Amerageddon, dealing with EMP and other things, available at InfoWarsStore.com. And all these films are great to wake up, but particularly, in fact, I want to carry your film as soon as you're ready. I'd like to get some of these and carry these online at our store, Mark, because this is something everybody should show their church. Teachers should, you know, and get authorized, you know, to counter Al Gore's polar bears can't swim and penguins can't swim diatribe, and actually see this film and actually see Al Gore say this, because we have something similar. We have Obama going to Africa and saying, you can't have cars, you can't have air conditioning, here's that clip.
Ultimately, if you think about all the youth that everybody's mentioned here in Africa, if everybody's raising living standards to the point where everybody's got a car and everybody's got air conditioning and everybody's got a big house, well, the planet will boil over.
So, again, obviously, folks, this is the permanent class state where he flies in on jumbo jets with 10 jets behind him, billions of dollars a year flying him around, all this carbon footprint. Thank God, because the Earth's starved for carbon dioxide right now, so it's a great thing. All this, and he tells him, you can't have a car or air conditioning. This is how you sell true racism, telling Africans you can't have anything nice. Not, we're cleaning up technologies and innovating, and once a country industrializes, population growth slows and stagnates, which they know. No, just, sorry, you can't have a car or air conditioning. And they're teaching them now not to have anything. This is an attack on prosperity.
And the Obama administration has actually openly stopped major energy plants and modern energy from coming to Africa due to global warming concerns.
Which, by the way, the Africans mainly are heating things, as you know. You pulled the studies, cutting down plants. That's causing desertification, deforestation. The answer is bring the coal plants in. But no, no, no.
Once you bring in modern energy, they stop using their local rivers as sewage plants. They stop burning dung, and they don't. They live in huts made of dung. They stop burning the dung and the local wood. They actually have higher breathing in all this.
Which, by the way, we used to do. I mean, you know, they're telling Africa under globalism, and you can't have industrialization.
It's a new form of colonialism. One of the scientists I interviewed said, "What it is it's the white, wealthy Western world." Now, President Obama is actually not, you know, white, but it's the wealthy Western world imposing their view, saying, "Hey, you can develop as we see fit." It's a new form of colonialism, but this colonialism is telling people they can't have what we have, what we've achieved. In other words, they have to have managed poverty. And the UN Climate Fund, which I call the Climate Slush Fund, $100 billion a year, which the U.S. is now participating, part of the UN Paris Agreement, they are going to be giving corrupt third world dictators, and by the way, third world is now a politically incorrect term, relegated to the alt-right, apparently. You're not supposed to say
that. Let's say hellhole areas.
What they're going to do, the UN, is give this money to politicians who are best able to keep their citizens locked in poverty. And that means the politicians are going to get it. They're going to be able to build monuments and stadiums to themselves, name it, and they're going to be able to ensure their reelection. And meanwhile, they're going to keep economic growth down. Why?
Sure. Well, I mean, that's the Royal Commission in 49. The British government funded it. It's on record. It's online. You can read it. They said, if we industrialize the third world, they'll become first world within 20 years. Their population will actually start dropping after that point. They'll have, you know, less than two kids, which is whether it's Japan or the U.S. or Italy. It's the same paradigm. But they'll be independent and we won't control them. So we recommend we block it, let their population balloon, and then exploit those populations to basically create a new colonialism where we use that slave labor to leverage the West and lower standards here, thus controlling the entire population of the world. And hence, yes, the New World Order.
And that's essentially what they're achieving. Because by paying these corrupt governments, and you know, some of them aren't even corrupt. They're just the typical self-interested politician. You can try to govern and bring in all this development, or you can take loads of cash come your way to not develop. What are they going to choose? And then they also pick the scientists that go to the UN, and then they say these are the world's top scientists. It's an entire
scheme. And there's one more step. Then the IMF and World Bank, with our tax money, on record, it's all been, you know, released in leaks and things, 2002, they dictate where the dictators can spend it, and it's always with little sweetheart deals with the very same multinationals, and then they build windmill farms and things. I mean, this is amazing.
Well, here's the new development here that's just happened in the past week, Alex. NPR, National Public Radio, has come out with this new, has a climate philosopher, I believe from John Hopkins University, a man named Patrick Ryder, I believe is his name. He's come out now, and he wants to have a carbon tax for children. And he wants government policy now to discourage childbearing in the name of climate. He's going around telling everyone this. And the Sierra Club has come on record now as saying it is having children should be a punishable crime unless you apply to the government for essentially a permit.
So what this is they are implementing a one-child policy. They are now selling a one-child policy for the U.S.
As China is abandoning their one-child policy. And by the way, one of the global warming scientists has praised China's one-child policy and actually done a calculation about how much carbon dioxide reduction China...
Unbelievable. And let's go further. I have three children, repeatedly, if I go to trendy Whole Foods or whatever... Had women, it's always women come over and say, you shouldn't have three kids, it's bad for the earth. And I say to them, oh, I'm sorry, you've decided to not have kids or can or no men want you. I mean, I'm sorry, they get really mad. I mean, it's a death cult, brother. These people are out of their minds.
Yeah, and they're saying we need to protect children by not having them. Well, that's like saying I want to protect my house from fire by not building it. And this is, it's an anti-human agenda. Patrick Moore, one of the co-founders.
Let's talk about those numbers when we come back, because they're well known. If we don't have 2.1 children, global collapse is what we're going towards. And we have to stabilize world population. That means clean industrialization. But that then proliferates freedom to everybody in the New World Order.
The Empire's on the run.
New films
Alex
out.
Jones
and ClimateHustle.org.
Radio Network.
Get your DVD today.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-Seed Oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. The second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-Seed Oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-Seed Oil and One World Way, for your fantastic health, call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center,
on the front line
and the heart of the resistance
of the old conservative movement
to Alex Jones.
Hillary Clinton, as I've said, is emblematic of the rotting, corrupt, disconnected Washington system. It's Republican and Democrat. The entire Republican and Democratic Party establishment, what's left of the Republicans, is trying to organize against Trump, the American people, spewing incredible race baiting out of the clear blue sky, teaching that white people are inherently bad at the middle schools and high schools, elementaries, colleges everywhere, saying men can be on the women's teams. So it'll just all be weirdo men that want to go beat the women. I mean, it's like, I'm on a women's football team. It's like some 400-pound, guy. They're using insanity to control people, but it's true. These parasites are mentally ill themselves. They had a big Canadian study a few years ago, British study as well, that found the same numbers. If you're a liberal, a self-described liberal, modern liberal, you're six times more likely to steal, many more times likely to commit crimes, and you don't give to charity, in some cases, 10 times less often than people that self-identify as conservatives or libertarians. You're a bunch of posers. And I look at Hillary, this facade, like a shaking in the wind, old barn, and here comes a tornado, and she's freaking out with fundraiser letters saying, shut down the alt media, alt conservative has no right to exist, and her moron followers, there's articles out today, don't even know what it means. So as bad as the news is that we're winning politically, but they just move forward because they're in control, I mean, there is light at the end of the tunnel because they're so disconnected. I mean, what did Hillary think was going to happen when she comes out and attacks all of us by name? I mean, they've been ignoring us forever. We're growing faster than ever. So what if you ignore us? They still think they're in control. I mean, I know they're in control of the actual levers of the government, but not much more. I mean, nationalism's growing, the Brexit. Do you disagree with me, Mark Moreno of Climate Depot? Of course, your new film is out this week on DVD, available at the website, theclimatehustle.org. What is your view on the state of the world right now?
Well, I mean, it's essentially moving toward what Al Gore has called the global governance movement. I cheered the UK Brexit move, but I will predict this. There's no chance in hell the UK will actually follow through with that. I think what they're going to do is force a recession if they have to, scare the people enough, hold another vote until they'll keep holding votes until they get the vote they want, which will not allow England to exit from the EU. The forces are very powerful that are against that. I think there was a lot of premature celebration with what England did.
We haven't won the war, but we're having, I mean, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, there's 1,000 times more activity against globalism now than ever before.
There is. I guess, and I'm looking at it from the United States perspective, if Donald Trump fails to knock out Hillary here, I think what's happened is with the presidency of George W. Bush and Barack Obama, the power of the executive branch has grown so out of proportion, so without checks and balances.
That Hillary's going to be stepping into a dictatorial position.
Yes, and the Congress has become so weak that, as much as there's so much more voices out there and so much more activity, they are also accumulating much more power. So I don't know. It's hard for me to be optimistic as I look, because when you look at the evolution of governments, you don't find governments that sort of evolve smaller and toward more liberty. You get them a constant encroachment, growing and a more centralized command and control, more central power. And then it's either a collapse or it continues. You don't get this slow evolution. Maybe Ronald Reagan's first term, we had a slight blip in terms of the freedom meter. But by Ronald Reagan's second term, it sort of went back up, and we've been the slow, inexorable rise to more government. So I understand there's a lot of excitement, but I just think the power is so great on that side right now of globalism and on central planning and global governance, whatever word you want to use, that I'm more pessimistic.
I mean, obviously, we're in a pickle, pun intended, right now. But with Jimmy Kimmel.
She opened that jar. She's strong. She's fit to be president. She opened the jar.
Exactly. I mean, we're in a pickle right now. But at the same time, all I'm saying is I was on air 20 years ago. Almost no one knew the Federal Reserve was private. Almost no one knew the stock market was rigged. Now everybody knows that. And it just seems like, yeah, they can block Brexit for a while. We said that would happen. But they never voted to enter it in the beginning. And people know they're going to be held hostage. And, I mean, how long can Goldman Sachs fund the carbon tax movement while they appoint presidents in Europe? I mean, it just, this can't go on forever.
It can't. But the problem right now is if Hillary Clinton's elected, this becomes imposed upon us. Just start with the UN climate treaty. That will be imposed upon us. And we're going to go 4 to 8 years into the future. It becomes harder and harder to withdraw.
No, I get it. I get it. We're waking up, but they already beat us to the finish line and are building the stockade, building the prison that we show up. They're like, by the way, step right in. It's already done.
Go back to Ronald Reagan's 1964 speech for Barry Goldwater. In it, he railed against Medicaid, Social Security. What Republican would ever even talk about that now? These things become part of our laws and our system. I mentioned the Department of Education.
We adapt to the slavery.
Department. let alone lead a worldwide movement to do this. The U.S. is luckily the most free because we're behind Western Europe. But most of
which is the only reason we're doing better than the other sinking economies. We're not doing great, but we're still doing the best because our leaders haven't implemented their plan yet.
And that we're getting there. You know, it's really a bipartisan issue. George W. Bush and the first Bush were probably every bit as much of globalists as President Obama. They understood it. I mean, you had the first Bush came up with the New World Order, if you recall, back in 1988, 1990. He tied us into all this entanglements. And I think the Bush family itself has done as much or more.
I agree, and that's who the Clintons vacation with. I mean, we better repudiate this lady. And all these leftists that hate the TPP and how they stole that from Sanders, they are crazy if they don't vote for Trump.
I agree. And here's the other thing. That the second term of Bill Clinton was probably the best in terms of, you know, liberty and freedom because you had total gridlock in Washington. You had the media and politicians focusing on a Monica Lewinsky sex scandal.
Exactly. We had prosperity for a few years because everything was gridlock.
Yes. And I remember gas was 75 cents a gallon in the D.C. area during President Clinton's second term. And you had the Republicans keeping him in check.
And the founder said, we want gridlock. They're always like, there's gridlock. It's horrible. Americans want gridlock to stop. No, no. They built it to tie government's hands.
And the other key thing here is that Hillary Clinton is no Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton, in his own way, was a pragmatist in many ways, but Hillary Clinton is not. And Hillary Clinton is poised to, again, secure this legacy of President Obama and the legacy of George W. Bush of the executive order.
What do you make of her openly saying she wants to come after the independent press? I mean, they're already in the news saying they want to arrest you. They have attorney generals investigating you. I mean, this is in the news, investigating everybody. I mean, this is getting surreal. I mean, these people really would sit back and watch us put in a gulag. I mean, they are flaming tyrants.
Yeah, Hillary officials, I know they're going to come after you. They've already mentioned Breitbart, and they're looking for all ways to shut down this media. And they've been trying that for years. That's going to be harder to do because of just the explosion. I mean, you think of what's happened. You mentioned you came on, I guess, 20 years ago. Well, back 20 years ago, you didn't even have, I don't think you had the Drudge Report. You didn't have Fox News. You didn't have the whole proliferation of cable. You didn't have all the Internet. You didn't have a whole host of all this new media. It's going to be very difficult for them to shut down the dissent, but it's going to be even more difficult for us to actually slow the global
train.
Well,
I agree. It's like whack-a-mole. They've infiltrated and taken Fox down. That's an admitted coup with the whole fake sex scandals. We knew that was going on, and Media Matters said we're going to infiltrate organizations and take them down. Politico said they would. They did it. And they've got Megan and others doing a great job for them. But if you expand, it's like whack-a-mole. You take Fox News down. It wasn't perfect anyways. It just spreads everywhere else. It's like you smash it. It just splatters over here, and they're really getting upset. Mark Moreno, the new film is out. I'm going to have my folks in shipping call you and get that for our video and bookstore as well. But right now it is exclusively available at climatehustle.org. It just came out. We're in an info war, folks. Get it and show it to everybody you know. Thank you so much, Mark.
Thank you, Alex. Appreciate it.
Wow. I just can't believe that we've actually gotten to this point where they're having hearings with, 14 different attorney generals and governors, secret meetings on how to arrest climate change deniers, and that they're in the news saying, yeah, we're going to shut down Breitbart. And, you know, the Supreme Court justice comes to Drudge and says, look out, they're going to start trying to shut things down next year. And the Internet gets handed over in 2 months. I mean, this is crazy. But I tell you, I look at how doddering and tottering, and I don't mean it like an old person, but just doddering around Hillary is. It's just, again, it's a symbol. It's a logo. It's emblematic of these dinosaurs. And they may have the power and the control, but they just are disconnected. And they can't deal with people that are so committed to what they're doing that they're never going to stop. I mean, I cannot stop. I compulsively tell the truth. Compulsively. And I just cannot shut up. I cannot stop. And it's the opposite. When they make threats and stuff, it just makes me have more energy. I can't stand it, actually. When do I get a break? Okay. Top trending Google story. It's up on Infowars.com right now. It just ties into everything. I said last week, how long until Dr. Drew is kicked off CNN? I actually asked that question. How long until Julian Assange is dead? James Woods asked that 2 weeks ago, and then somebody tried to assassinate him, you know, scaling the building, climbing over the barbed wire, being chased by security, trying to climb to his window. because he's about to leak a bunch more of this data on Hitlery. But here it is, top Google search. Oh, the people want to know, what did Dr. Drew say about Hillary? Adan Salazar writes, Dr. Drew show dropped days after discussing Hillary's health after five successful years. They didn't even wait a month or anything. They just, how dare you? So let's play what got him canned. Let's play what got him shut off. You know, we have the famous tape of what got Judge Andrew Napolitano, his own show that was popular, canceled. And I can't give you the inside baseball on that, but let me assure you, they're in there telling other hosts right now, stop it or you're fired. We're not going to renew your contract. We may cancel it. And those hosts are driving across town at night to meet and talk about a new network. And then people say, oh, see, Trump just wants a new network. Trump's not going to give up. It's not like he planned all this to get a network. He's not giving up. Understand, comprende? So let's go ahead and go to what got Dr. Drew fired. Here it is.
But the fact is, she released her medical records some time ago. And if you listen to my show last week, I just called a friend of mine, Dr. Robert Heisinger, who's an excellent internist pulmonologist, and we just dispassionately sat and evaluated the medical record that she had released. And based on the information that she has provided and her doctors have provided, we were gravely concerned, not just about her health care, not about her health, but her health care.
Why?
Well, it's hard for people to understand. Both of us concluded that if we were providing the care that she was receiving, we'd be ashamed to show up in the doctor's lounge. We'd be laughed out. It's she's receiving sort of 1950 level sort of care by our evaluation. So we took a look at her record, and here are the basic facts. She had two episodes of what's called deep venous thrombosis, common problem, blood clots in the leg. She also has hypothyroidism. And she'd been treated for hypothyroidism with something called armor thyroid, which is very unconventional and something that we used to use back in the 60s. And both he and I went, that's weird. And by the way, wow, armor thyroid sometimes has some weird side effects. Oh, well, okay. So she goes on Coumadin. That's weird.
Rat poison.
Because Coumadin really isn't even used anymore. Now we use Eliquis or Xarelto, things like this. Certainly somebody, the presidential candidate, would get one of the newer anticoagulants. Then she falls, hits her head, and as a complication of that, has something called a transverse sinus thrombosis. This is an exceedingly rare clot. I've only seen one of these in my career, which is a clot in the collecting system for the cerebral spinal fluid. And it essentially guarantees that somebody has something wrong with their coagulation system. Well, she's had two clots, a transverse sinus thrombosis. What's wrong with her coagulation system?
Her brain's shot. Been evaluated.
And oh, by the way, armor thyroid? Associated rarely with hypercoagulability. So the very medicine the doctors are using may be causing this problem, and they're using an old-fashioned medicine to treat it. What is going on with her health care? It's bizarre. I got to say, look, maybe they have reasons, but at a distance, it looks
that's
bizarre.
Enough. And you can hear the rest of the interview that got him fired. But that's the interview that got Dr. Drew fired. It's up on Infowars.com. If I put it back up, I'm giving people the headline. These are very, 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 very serious times we live in. And this guy's not a conservative. He's not a liberal. By the way, that L.A. radio station he was on talking about that and several others, they took the interview down and got rid of the transcript the next day. So they are scared of this. As more doctors come out, prestigious doctors, and say something's wrong with her. Hillary has had brain surgeries. She's been in a hospital for a year in 2012-2013. She's got problems. But doesn't matter. Jimmy Kimmel makes a joke that I'm concerned about pickles. And I said it was a joke that I was showing Caddyshack clips and stuff. They cut those out. I said it was a joke. Illustrating, though, that they were staging taking her pulse and having her open a jar. When you pop a jar of pickles, it pops. And he makes fun of that. But then when he goes to his sidekick, who I call the security guard. He was dressed up like a security guard later on the show. You know, when he goes to his Ed McMahon, when he opens the jar, it pops on camera. That's what they do. You don't open them like a can of peanut butter. You open them like a jar of pickles. And so I trolled them. I knew they'd pick up on this. I mean, I had a good, you know, I was like desperate to get on Jimmy Kimmel. I troll these people all the time. And I know, you know, what they pick up on. Bro, you say, and I'm going to skip this break because I have to have the time constraints. Bro, when you say, okay, so what if we did stage it? What's the big deal? You're making it look like she's in great health. You call it entertainment, and then you threaten me at the end and say the New World Order is going to come after me when you're waving this, you know, this gun around. So let's go ahead and go to the Jimmy Kimmel clip, which we are analyzing under fair use, and it's about me, so I'm allowed to play it because they hit you with copyright all the time. Let's go to it.
Thanks for supporting me in my time of need, because I'll tell you something. On Monday night, Hillary Clinton was here. She's right over there. And since then, I've found myself smack dab in the middle of an online conspiracy theory. As you may know, many of Hillary Clinton's opponents have been questioning whether she's healthy enough to be president. So when she was here, I challenged her to open a jar of pickles to see if she was strong enough to do it. And she did it, and all hell broke loose. Thousands of people, maybe even millions of people, are convinced that I somehow rigged the pickle jar. For real. I'm not kidding. One of those people is a guy named Alex Jones, who I happen to find very entertaining. He's one of those guys who believes Bigfoot was responsible for 9/11. He believes everything. But I saw this last night. Alex applied his investigative powers to a pickle jar that he believes was loosened.
There's no pop when she opens it, and she acts like she has to turn it all the way around like she's opening a can of peanut butter. But anyone who's opened a sealed can of pickled vegetables, whether it be tomatoes, whether it be garlic, whether it be olives, whether it be pickled fruit, knows there is a pop. You don't turn around it. You can't open a can of pickles that way. You pressure down and pop it open and then unscrew it. There's no pop. She acts like it pops at the end. This is completely and totally fake.
I agree. This is a conspiracy. This video is about 7 minutes long. During that 7 minutes, he calls it a pickle can like 30 times.
That's part of the joke. Like I said, Kanye West.
Kanye. And that wasn't the end of this. It went on.
First, let's show it blown up, and then we'll show it in slow motion. Here it is. She just lifts it off the top. That's not how you open a can of pickles.
Right. Only a maniac would open a can of pickles. If you're ever feeling bad about your job, just remember there's a grown man who spent a full 7 minutes yelling about me in a pickle jar on television. And by the way, let's say we did loosen the jar. What does opening pickles even prove? I mean, I have to imagine that one of the perks of being president is you never have to open pickles yourself again. Probably not even allowed to open pickles. So then, after studying the video evidence, the tape, Alex moved to the physical part of his investigation.
I'm going to show you again. Can we zoom in on this to show people what Hillary did? She claims she went around, and then it just comes right off like that. She does this whole fake like she's shredding. In fact, let me copy Hillary Clinton real quick. Give me a wide shot.
This obviously me joking around.
I'm making a Bernie Sanders sound. Going in a big circle. And then it comes off. They don't come off like like that. They come off like pressure. Just open.
What the hell is going on here?
Well, what are you doing going around the can of pickles? To say we're conspiracy theorists. I mean, we're countering you.
There are people in the pickle industry who devote this much time and energy.
Yeah, well, we noticed there's no pop. I mean, you're full of it.
It's only a matter of time before the pickle jar gets subpoenaed. And if it does come to that, I asked our building security if they had any footage of the jar backstage before it wound up in the hands of Hillary Clinton. And we did find some, and this might shed some light on this situation.
Guillermo? You sleep there?
No.
This is all big joke.
Very important, okay? Hillary Clinton is going to be here in a little while. Tonight on the show, I'm going to ask her to open this pickle jar to see if she's strong enough to be president. I need you to guard this. Make sure nobody loosens it. Make sure nobody taps it. None of that stuff, okay?
Okay, Jimmy.
Very important. This must not be tampered with in any way.
Okay.
I'm counting on you.
Okay, Jimmy.
The future of this country could depend on this jar.
Okay, Jimmy.
Thank you.
You're a pop.
Did you just eat a pickle out of that jar? I love pickles.
Why, you little pickle monster. I love pickles. down on Trump wants to build a wall. But I don't want to make a joke out of this. The stakes obviously are very high, and clearly Alex Jones has put a great deal of thought into this subject. So, Alex, if you are watching, and I know that you are always watching over us, I have something to say. Let's get in. Can you get in real close here and give me a line? You just had to keep digging, didn't you, Alex? The plan was so simple. All Hillary had to do was open a jar of pickles, and the White House would be all ours. Mine and hers. We had it all worked out. This went all the way up to Vlasic.
But you could. It is funny. I like Jimmy Kimmel the best of any of those guys. I like Colbert, too. But look, expanding on this, and we're going to play the rest of it. The implication that he's not working for a major network that's pro-Hillary, the implication that he wasn't trying to make her look good and make fun of people, the implication that he's going to be at the White House and be co-president if she wins, they're building the straw man. Just like they said that I say nobody died at Sandy Hook and they were all actors. No, I said the whole thing's very, very suspicious and should be looked at. Other people did say that. So again, this is how they misrepresent. But then he gets into the threatening part. I mean, imagine if I had this little Hillary doll somebody sent us that says all these true Hillary statements.
What difference at this point does it make?
Imagine if I, which I wouldn't do it, because even the image of her is holy, shot this with a BB gun. You know, they would send the Secret Service implying that I want harm against Hillary. I don't. I don't want her to be a martyr. I want her to, you know, get a jury trial for what she's done. But imagine, they basically threaten me next, and they can say, oh, it's all a big joke. But Hillary has this whole string of death behind her. I came, I saw, he died. That's why this isn't funny, Mr. Kimmel. But let's go ahead and, CNN says worship this woman. We can play that clip. Worship this addled creature that is supposedly our savior. But let's go back to Kimmel.
You just had to keep digging, didn't you, Alex? The plan was so simple. All Hillary had to do was open a jar of pickles, and the White House would be all ours. Mine and hers. We had it all worked out. This went all the way up to Vlasic. But you couldn't leave it alone, could you? With your twisting and your popping and your poking your nose where it shouldn't be poked. You blew the lid right off our pickle can. You just couldn't stop. But it stops now because I'm afraid this little game is over, Alex. Now that you had to go and open your big mouth, I have no choice but to kill these pickles. The juice of these pickles is on you, Alex Jones.
Be shooting BB guns and I will just shoot you.
The New World Order sends its regards.
They send it to Libya and Syria, they're starting a war in Iraq again and starting a war with Russia, and they send their regards all over the place, millions of dead Iraqis, and George Bush says it's a good price to pay, so does Madeleine Albright. I know you're a comedian, but see, you've gotten political now and you're delving into waters you don't know about. If it's eating pizza and, you know, drinking beer on the man's show, that is your arena. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go ahead now. I'm told this is the same BB gun. I was looking around and I had it in my safe, never even used it. And Buckley loaded it up for me. And so this is not scripted. Kind of like I couldn't open one of the pickle jars right at first. We'll see if this thing even works. It's loaded. It's ready. And I guess that symbolizes some other poor witness. Maybe the latest WikiLeaker. You know, he got shot four times in the back. And people get mad at me making a joke out of it. Well, it's okay. Jimmy Kimmel did with a known murderer that overthrows all these different countries. Oh, yes. It's very powerful. There you go. I asked Buckley if it would work on air, and that's an even better joke, because nothing ever does work. And he says, oh, yes, that's all you do, it works. See? See, that's powerful. That was not even rigged comedy. But I transmute the fact that nothing works right around here into pure comedy. The genius level is unbelievable. Oh. I can't open pickles. I can't shoot BB guns. But you can, Kimmel. That's the conspiracy.
You are listening to
Kimmel's a robot. Fourth hour straight ahead. I told him it wouldn't work. I knew it. I mean, what is the deal around here?